All right, guys. So we have more fallout. No pun intended. No pun intended. From the Xbox layoffs, firings, and restructuring reset that the company is doing. Yesterday, it was announced that, of course, that Xbox is going to be laying off a number of people, cutting loose some of its studios, and refocusing the team members that they have left onto profitable games. Because apparently, the Xbox has been subsidized by Microsoft for decades, and they're like, this is not going to continue. We need to stop this. So what they're going to focus on, according to the head of Bethesda, is profitable franchises. They're only going to focus on profitable franchises. So that means Elder Scrolls. That means Fallout. Is Doom profitable? I don't know. But I would say Starfield is probably never getting a sequel because that was a huge flop for them. But let's talk about all of this stuff before we get into it any further. Please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. Guys, go out to more, M-O-R-E, .clownfishtv.com. That's more.clownfishtv.com for more Clownfish TV podcasts and episodes you will not find anywhere else. And also, if you'd like to listen to the audio version of Clownfish TV, go out to iTunes, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, wherever you listen to podcasts. We are there with an audio version, so thank you very much for the support there as well. It's not looking great. It's not looking great. We've got lots of headlines now. It's going to take us months to fully realize just how extensive these cuts are. But I wanted to focus mostly on Bethesda because, again, this is a follow-up to Starfield, and Starfield was highly controversial when it came out because it was half-baked and a lot of people didn't like the pronouns, but regardless of the reason for its failure, it definitely was not in the same league as No Man's Sky, especially now. But regardless of the reason for its failure, it was at first, I believe, an Xbox exclusive, and we had all the Xbox people, the stands, jumping into your comments and saying you're wrong. This is going to be the biggest thing ever. It's going to be a huge, huge hit. It's going to make PlayStation look bad. Don't worry. PlayStation is making itself look bad. It doesn't need your help. And yada, yada, yada. So, it didn't go well. And it was a huge flop for them, and now it looks like they're going to walk all of it back. So this is coming from IGN. We need to change course. Bethesda boss tells staff the company must focus on our strongest franchises as Xbox layoffs hit hard. So the boss of Bethesda told staff the company must now focus on its strongest franchises amid sweeping layoffs across Xbox. Microsoft announced 3,200 staff are set to lose their jobs at Xbox across the current financial year. With 1,600 of those layoffs happening today, July 6th, that would have been yesterday. In an email sent to staff, Asha Sharma, the current CEO of Xbox, called it the most significant restructure in Xbox history, insisting Microsoft's gaming business is not healthy. Overall, Xbox is losing about one-fifth of its staff as part of Sharma's push for growth. Bethesda is hit particularly hard by the layoffs, IGN understands, with staff across its main development studios either already told they're cut or facing an uncertain future. In an email to Bethesda staff following Sharma's memo, Bethesda boss Jill Braff said the layoffs and change in strategy reflect the reality of our industry and business and our responsibility to ensure Bethesda is operating from a more stable foundation. This is a recurring theme across all of entertainment right now. We have to be profitable. We have to cut the bloat. We have overspent on entertainment, and oh my God, the bills are coming due. And in the case of Microsoft, though, I think it's not just the bills are coming due, but also we're spending way too much money on AI. And we're cutting the gaming division because it's not very profitable to focus more on AI. Now, I don't think AI is the sole reason for it, but I think they're looking at every line item on the spreadsheet, and they're like, yeah, okay, so Xbox, we've been subsidizing that for what, a decade now? 2 decades? Yeah, it's got to pull its own weight. And this kind of goes along with, you know, we're talking about the situation with Marvel Comics too. And a lot of people think you know, wild to imagine a future where Marvel Comics does not publish comic books itself, but rather they outsource everything. And I'm sorry, but every indicator seems to be pointing to that future. That is inevitable because, again, these corporations look at the bottom line. They're like, yeah, just printing a bunch of monthly comics for a bunch of 40, 50 year old dudes isn't really a good business model for a shrinking number of comic book shops. And then most of this shit winds up at Ollie's and discount anyway. That's not a very good business model. Just saying, that's not a very good business model. So yeah, I do 100% think that every company now, whether it's comics or video games or animation, whatever it is, they're looking at the bottom line and they're like, we have overspent. We have got to rein this in. Yeah. And Starfield was a huge flop for them. To be successful in the future, we need to change course. We must strengthen our business, return to sustainable growth, and ensure we can continue investing in our franchises and players. I know that doesn't make a day like today any easier. But what does that actually mean beyond layoffs at id, ZeniMax, and Bethesda? Without naming games, Braff said to best position Bethesda for future growth, we are shifting from a planning model primarily centered on what's next for each independent studio to one that focuses on our strongest franchises in determining the content roadmap that best serves our players. IGN has already explored how the changes at Bethesda mean focusing on big hitters such as Elder Scrolls and Fallout, leaving Starfield potentially out in the cold. RIP. RIP Starfield. With Microsoft planning to sell or close Arcane Lion, Marvel's Blade may fall by the wayside. Yeah, I've heard it's already canceled. Elder Scrolls Online developer ZeniMax has already signaled content roadmap changes. Id Software, developer of the Doom games, has suffered significant cuts. Is Doom even that popular anymore? I don't think the last one, if I remember correctly, the last one didn't do super great. I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't think it did super great. Machine Games has survived the cull with a new Wolfenstein game pretty much an open secret at this point. Just give it back to Apogee, right? Just give it. I mean, it's like people will always love classic Doom. Always. It's a perennial favorite. It is like the 3D Pac-Man, right? It was a huge groundbreaking game. Eternal was pretty good. But pretty much most of the Doom games since then have been forgettable, and it doesn't have as much cultural relevance as it did. I don't understand why we have to keep going back to that. Just, you know what? Just at this point, just keep making classic Doom. It spawned a whole genre of boomer shooters for old men who like Doom from 1994. This is great. But Doom was huge. Like, I don't think people remember. If you were not there, you have no idea how big Doom was back then. Like, Doom moved consoles. That was like a selling point for the 32X. Is like, we have a slightly better version of Doom, and now you have to go buy this 32X for your Sega so you can play the better Doom. It was a huge deal. And now it's like, oh yeah, Doom's like $5, you know, on Steam or whatever. With such a reduced headcount, id Software may be left to support other games in development at Bethesda, such as Wolfenstein 3 and perhaps even Fallout. We don't know where Doom and Quake are. Fallout 5, yada, yada, yada. I want to hear about Starfield, because this is interesting. They said, fans mourn Starfield amid Xbox layoffs, with Bethesda now seemingly focused on Fallout, Elder Scrolls, Wolfenstein, Doom, and Quake. I remember, and this is kind of putting some salt in the wound here, I know, and I'm sorry if you're a Starfield fan. I know my son played it, and he's like, yeah, after playing No Man's Sky, this one's kind of dog shit, so I won't be playing it anymore. No Man's Sky is truly excellent, by the way. And that one started out rough, but it's very, 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 very good. Infinitely replayable. It's a game you could literally play for a decade and still enjoy. Anyway, I remember you were not allowed to criticize this game. You were not allowed to say anything negative about this game. As got dogpiled for going on about the pronouns thing, and it became kind of a meme. I think it actually made it more popular, so congratulations there. But the game is cooked. It's done. Like, they're not going to do another Starfield. It was a huge failure for them. I know the modding people like stopped modding it because they're like, what's the point? Like, this, they thought it was basically going to be Skyrim in space, and it just never took off. It said Starfield fans are mourning the fact that the franchise doesn't appear to have much of a future going forward. Some are even actively protesting Xbox over Starfield's potential demise. Don't worry, I don't think it's going to impact their bottom line much because nobody's buying Xbox. If you end Starfield, I'm leaving, said one Xbox player. I became part of the Xbox family for this game, a game that was finally something unique instead of the same franchises regurgitated. And I won't stay on a platform where it's no longer possible. My wallet will stay closed. Oh my God. If this means no more Starfield development, I absolutely hate this, said another player. Another fan pleaded to Microsoft and Bethesda, please don't give up on Starfield. Others were more understanding. Look, it's just money, man. It's just money. The amount of time it took to develop and then end the product is just not hitting the mark. It's understandable. I think we need to get out of the 10-plus-year wait for the next Fallout or Elder Scrolls. Yeah, these games cost too much. I don't understand when we've got more people working in the video game industry now than ever before, well, pre-layoff, why it takes 5 times as long to get a game out the door. And I understand the graphics are better, but if you look at Suicide Squad, the Arkham games looked better 10 years ago. So, like, you can't tell me it's because the you can't tell me it's because the graphics, because that's bullshit. Based on some merits, that should be a one and done. For every good design choice, there's a bad one. I want to see this one where they're like, wallet closed. I gotta see this. If you end Starfield, I'm leaving. So wait, they got like 5 likes. That's it. Come on. Yeah, nobody. Come on, I gotta look up Starfield. Like, nobody gives a shit about Starfield. Nobody gives a shit about Starfield anymore, not in 2026. Latest, a minute. Starfield mod. Starfield was a mistake, period. I am 100% convinced that Xbox has been sabotaged from the inside. Possibly. But yeah, nobody gives a shit about Starfield. They don't. Nobody talks about Starfield. This one, Colors Fade Gaming. I'd be curious to know the timelines involved. Was there a way we could have had the game ready to go? More and more, Starfield is looking like a massive mistake. Did Starfield's failure contribute to the layoffs at Bethesda? Because they could have had another Skyrim. I'm just saying. I mean, it's very multi-generational talent. Doesn't take 8 years to make effing Starfield. I hope everyone that worked on Starfield got fired. Wow. Yeah, this isn't going very well for them. You make it sound like Starfield was a smashing success. Who is this? Razorwire says, what's happening at Bethesda and Obsidian is sad. Are we surprised? Yeah, Starfield was not a success at all. Let's see here. They said the gaming industry is so effed and bloated. See bureaucracy behind Starfield development that really needs to collapse for anything good that isn't the odd indie to happen. Well, that's just it. And Ashish Sharma is like, there were 14 layers of management on some of these games. And maybe Starfield was one of those games, but it did not go well for them. Can you imagine dumping hundreds of millions of dollars into a game, 10 years of development or whatever it is, and it lands with a freaking thud? Meanwhile, you've got some small group of developers out there spending maybe hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars in their own time, cranking out Steam games that are pretty well regarded. Power World, I think they said that was just a couple of million bucks or something. And it was a huge hit. So it's just like Hollywood right now. They're looking at these horror movies and how you're able to do more with less. You get more profit off of less of an investment. So why the hell would you keep dumping $200, $300 million into titles that aren't going to get a return on the investment? And that's all Microsoft is looking at. They're like, how do we lose our way? It's like, it's because the video game industry, again, they ate good for a long time. And then they just kept thinking it was never going to end. Just like Hollywood. Oh, we're going to have, Disney stupidly thinks we're going to have $1 billion movies. Every time we release a movie to a theater, it's going to be a $1 billion movie. Not anymore. So this is the new reality. The entertainment industry is contracting and video games are contracting and they're right sizing and this needed to happen. I know it doesn't make people feel better if you work for these companies. It's not going to make some gamers feel better if they don't get as much new stuff, but a lot of the new stuff that's been coming out is the problem. It wasn't very good. It cost a lot of money, didn't get a return on its investment. And a lot of these people who are being cut loose, if they're truly talented, it might go like Clair Obscur, where they go out on their own and they produce something really incredible because they don't have to deal with the bureaucracy of a company like Microsoft. So there's that side of it too. We might actually get better games. We might get better games now on so many levels because of this, because all this power won't be centralized with Microsoft and the way Sony's going with Sony either. So we got to wrap it up. Please subscribe. We'll talk later.